Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello and welcome to Get Your Spirit Radio. I am Stacy Lynn, your host, and I'm thrilled to be with all of you today. And today we are having a spiritual reading hour, and I'm going to conduct live spiritual readings for our listeners who call in to the show on 888-555-5453. So write down this number again, 888-555-5453. And we'll be opening up the lines in just a few minutes. I'm going to suggest that you have a pen and paper handy to write things down during your spiritual reading so you have record of it, okay? So a few months ago, I did one of my first shows on spiritual awakening and then another show on what is a spiritual reading and what it's like to receive a spiritual reading for the first time. So I'd like to touch on that again today before we open up the phone lines and take our listener calls, especially for those joining us for the first time. So we are spirit first, having a human experience. It's not the other way around. And this has been written in scriptures and in many, many traditions. In Eastern philosophy, Satya means absolute truth, that which is beyond time, space, and person, you know, the higher order, higher principle, higher knowledge, higher consciousness. And Satya is what one becomes aware of upon opening, so when one's enlightened, you know, a spiritual awakening. So it would make sense that when we connect to our spirit within, our hearts, our center, in stillness, that there would be a feeling, an experience of wholeness, oneness, and love. As well, it would make sense that when we connect to our spirit, we would have a spiritual connection for the spirit-to-spirit, you know, opening and communication to take place. And this connection is an opening and allowing for love and healing. And when we connect within to our spirit, we experience oneness with all things. And it's in this place of spiritual connection to ourself, our higher self, that we become open to receiving from the divine, from spirit. And this, when this happens, this is enlightenment. And this is letting go of everything that holds us back, surrendering it, breaking down these barriers of any pain and suffering that we've been through, and then accepting and embracing ourselves, you know, our truth within. And this is where we are able to connect with our spirit, you know, our higher self, our divine self. We feel this acceptance of ourselves, and then we feel one with all things, an amazing connection of oneness. And this is the point where spiritual development is ignited, where spiritual awakening happens, where we actually experience a happening, a seeing, hearing, or feeling of spirit. And once this occurs, you know, you are guided to people and places to fulfill your spiritual destiny here. You know, certain people show up to help you along on your spiritual path. And if you're interested in developing the spiritual higher self in connection with the divine, I suggest daily meditation, 5 to 30 minutes a day. This is the tool for this type of development, as is being spiritually mentored by someone who has this spiritual higher divine connection to help you understand and accelerate in order to connect to your own spirit within and spirit above as well. Spirit meaning the gift of the Holy Spirit, the higher intelligence, you know, infinity, higher consciousness, it has so many names. It's in the experience of this spirituality that the knowingness happens, and one then believes, which is the starting point to receive from our loved ones on the other side, from spirit and from the divine. And it's in the experience with spirit that we believe, and then it's in the believing that the doing actually happens. Where we remain open, we start a practice of meditation, or we start reading books, and we start to open to receive this heartfelt spiritual happening, this connection. So we all receive messages from spirit, from our dearly departed loved ones that we experience in the form of physical signs in the real world that we see. For example, you know, on my grandmother's birthday, I pulled up behind a car and I saw her name Beatrice right across the license plate. You know, these are physical signs that our loved ones do bring us to remind us that they're still around us, loving us here. It can happen in a chance encounter, random coincidences, downloads, ideas, you know, even in our state of our actual sleeping state, it happens where we do connect with our loved ones in spirit, in inspiration, you know, reminders that show up and come in. Our dear departed loved ones are around us all the time. They're loving us, you know, and they're guiding us still. And all it takes is us believing and thinking of them. And this alone brings them close to us, where we may feel, you know, in our own physiology, we may feel, you know, chills or tingling. We may, you know, get flooded with memories of them and feel their love right at that moment. This is how they come close and connect and communicate with us. When we have a spiritual awakening, our senses are heightened. They are tuned up. Our seeing, feeling, hearing, knowing, our smell, our taste even, they are all heightened. And the reason being is because this is how spirit and the divine communicates with us, through our heightened senses, through clairvoyance, which is, you know, our own imagery in our minds, in our mind's eye. They will bring images of things, clairaudience, hearing, clairsentience, feeling, claircognizance, knowing, that inspiration that you just know you've got to move forward and do something. You know, when I was in my 20s, my best friend was killed in a car accident, and she was coming to me in my dreams. And at one point in the real world, I was walking into a store, and my ear was ringing, and it was like a piercing, you know, feeling in my ear, and I heard her voice for the first time. She was working on my clairaudience, on my hearing, to heighten that sense so I can hear her. And she asked me to call her mom, and I did so. So in a spiritual reading, when I do spiritual readings, you know, I've done hundreds of these, I'm the receiver, I'm the bridge, on the other end of the line, you know, waiting for spirit to connect and come close and work with my heightened senses. And they do the work. What they bring, they bring. They get to decide how they're going to bring information through, how it's going to appear. I relay exactly what they show me, what I hear, what I see, what I feel. And you are receiving the spiritual reading, and what comes through, the information that comes through, is for you to interpret and make sense of. So they may bring, you know, a name through that is significant, like the name James, and that may be the name of your son or of your grandfather on the other side. And I will, you know, let you know when that type of information is flowing through, and you say, yes, that's my son's name or that's my grandfather's name, because I'll ask you, what does the name James mean? You know, it's a constant flow of information when there's a connection with spirit that is brought. And sometimes it speeds up and it's really fast, and sometimes it slows down and there are pauses. So just so you know, it really doesn't matter. It's how they're bringing it through. And a spiritual reading may go something like this. You know, I have a male here who says he's your grandfather. He's in his 80s on the other side. He's showing me a garden. He's working with garden and soil. There's a lot of love here for you. Would you understand that? Your response is yes or no. Then I say, he's sane. He passed in the hospital from emphysema. He's coughing. I may start to actually cough. And you're holding his hand, and I ask you if you understand this, what he's showing me, and if it resonates with you, and you say yes or no. I spend most of my time with spirit on the other side. If spirit wants more information from you, they will nudge me and have you tell me more about what they're bringing through so that you can connect with them fully at the time of your reading. They very much bring evidential information and so much love through to the receiver, so you know without a doubt it's them coming through. If something doesn't resonate with you, I go back and I say, can you show it to me differently, or can you bring something else that's not making sense at this time? Now, they work with your energy as well in the spiritual reading, so it's important to trust and have faith and open your hearts to receive. This love with our, you know, loved ones on the other side, you know, it doesn't die, it remains. It's this love that brings them close back into our lives spiritually. They still want you to know that they're still with you, loving you, and guiding you here. So the spiritual reading is a sacred divine space of love and light. It's a spiritual openness, oneness, a spiritual you know, amazing connection to the heavenly realm, you know, for our highest good here and for you in the spiritual reading to experience love, healing of your grieving heart, you know, to experience peace, joy, you know, abundance, trust, and forgiveness. So that's a little bit of what it's going to look like. So we're about to open the phone lines, and the number is 888-555-5453. You're going to want to have a pen and paper ready to write some things down, so what comes through in your spiritual reading, so you have a log of it. So we're going to open the lines right now and see if there's anyone on the call.
Hi, Stacy.
Hi. Hi, can
this
I have your first name?
This is Maya.
Hi, Maya. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Okay, great. All right, Maya, so it just takes me a minute to connect, so just give me just a minute and see who we have for you today, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so Maya, I'm feeling male energy on the other side coming through for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, someone, a loving relationship with you is what I'm feeling.
Mm.
Let's see, hold on. And I'm getting D man, D, and then man. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm also feeling what's up, babe. I'm hearing what's up, babe. Do you understand the name babe?
Yes, I do.
Okay, great. All right, good. Let me go back to him. Okay, so he's bringing me to New York, and he's also bringing me to cancer that he had. He died very young,
mm-hmm.
And he was in the New York area at this time.
Mm-hmm.
He said that we had broken up, but we were. I knew she was my partner for life. There's a lot of miles between you. I'm hearing 7 months. Do you understand this, Maya?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, good. So this is a partner of yours, a loving relationship. Is that right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And do you understand the 36 years? I'm getting 36. Is this when you started dating?
Yeah, I think that was how old I was when you started.
Okay, great, because I'm seeing 36, and I'm seeing him holding your hand and you starting this relationship.
Mm.
He says he comes to you in your dreams, and he has been doing that recently. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, great. Okay. And he's also telling me or showing me a book about you. So you are writing, is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're a writer. You're a writer, okay. And he's also bringing me to his mom here. It feels like he was an only child.
Yeah,
He's
right.
Bringing me to his mom, and I'm hearing the name, like, Helen.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? Is that his mother's name?
Yeah, it's close to that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. And he's thanking you for being in touch with her around the holidays. Do you understand?
Yeah. I reach out to her. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Now, he's also showing me a man with dark hair over there. He's saying that he didn't get to meet this man until after he came over to the other side. And he says that he's with your dad. Is that right? So your father's on the other side?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And your father is showing you, like, in pigtails when you were younger. And he's saying that he didn't get to see you grow up, but he did from the other side. So
mm-hmm.
he's showing me that he passed when you were young, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this man and your husband, he's saying husband. So he says that he didn't marry you, but he would have been your husband. And he feels like your husband from the other side.
Yeah.
He's with your father. And he is saying that we're around you all the time, Maya. Okay, I'm going to go back to him. So let me ask you, were there any type of because he's bringing me to political stuff you're watching. And were there any political differences between you and him?
A little bit.
Okay, because he's bringing me to that feeling. I'm getting the feeling, because you said he was watching something with you the other day, caucus, I hear, and that there's some political differences between you two.
Yep.
Okay, great. And he's finding that very amusing at this time. I'm feeling his personality. He's very funny, and he's very arrogant, too. Would that make sense as far as his personality?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. And he's also talking about a scientist. So this is his vocation?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So he's saying he's a scientist.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes sense?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. And he's also saying that was a common thread between both of you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're a scientist, too?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Oh, okay, good, great. Okay, and he's showing you typing away at the computer, that you spend a lot of hours on the computer.
I do.
And he, you know, and he's saying, but she's breaking that habit and she's getting out more.
Yay, yes.
Yes, and he's showing you at, he's showing you, like, seeing a comedy club or something recently.
Mm-hmm.
He's, you know, he used to spend a lot of time with you in, like, California.
Yeah.
And he's saying that he's still around you spiritually when you get out and go do these fun things.
Mm-hmm.
So is that making sense?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Okay. Yeah, he wants you to split your time in half between nailing away on the computer and getting out there in the real world.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Okay, there's a very tall man over here with gray hair. And he's with your father and this D guy, Derek.
Mm-hmm.
He's with them as well. This is your grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
And he's mentioning Hindu.
Mm-hmm.
So he was Hindu, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, mm-hmm. Buddhist.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, my. All right. Well, it's interesting, you know, he's holding a candle for you. So that makes me feel like you are, you know, very spiritually connected.
Yeah.
Is that making sense?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So they're working on you, Maya. They're working on you to, you know, open you up more to receive this abundance from the other side.
Mm. Wow.
Hmm. And they're bringing me to an event, too, that you may be attending around meditation. You know, they're around you when you meditate. They say you meditate.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. So this is your second book that's coming out?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great, great. They're working with you on that?
Yeah.
Especially the scientists? You still the love of your life?
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to know he's still the love of your life.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying that you haven't met anybody yet.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he's working on that too for you.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And he's saying that you hold him very dear to your heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's wearing, you know, I can see what they're wearing. He's wearing this long coat.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, this long coat that he wears. It looks like a winter coat.
Yeah.
Wearing this long, dark coat.
Mm-hmm.
And he's showing this briefcase that he has.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. He's also showing a pendulum back and forth. Do you see that? Do you know that? Do you have a pendulum?
No.
Okay, it's interesting. So sometimes when spirit brings through a sign or an object, you may be seeing it right after the reading. It's amazing how that happens. So I just see this like pendulum going back and forth.
Mm.
Okay, and I'm just going to tie up this message for you with him.
Okay.
He says, Maya, you're on your way, babe.
Mm-hmm.
You've got this. You've got to keep going with it. You got to keep going. Okay. So I'm going to leave that with you, Maya, and thank Spirit for coming through. And we'll be right back. This is the Spiritual Reading Hour on Gifted Spirit Radio. I am Stacey Lynn, and we'll be right back.
If you're grieving the passing of a loved one, Stacey Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing, heartfelt spirit communication today from your departed loved ones in heaven. Stacey Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacey Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacey Lynn, 815-671-4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacey Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacey Lynn can help you awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you're able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacey Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self-potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back to our Spiritual Reading Hour on Gift of Spirit Radio. I am Stacey Lynn, your host, and we are taking callers right now for spiritual readings, and the number is 888-555-5453. I know we have a few on hold right now, so I'm going to welcome Matthew to the call. Hi, Matthew. Welcome.
Hi, Stacey. How are you today?
I am good. How are you? So, Matthew, it just takes me a minute, so just let me connect, and I'll see who's here for you, okay?
Okay.
So, Matthew, I'm getting a young stepson for you, and he's coming through, and I'm so sorry, but I'm getting emotional. He's saying, hi, Dad. Do you understand?
Yep.
Okay. Let's work
awesome.
With him. Let's work with him. He's very close. Children come very close to me, and I feel their emotions very strongly. So let me just work with him for a minute. So he's working with my clairaudience. So he's saying, hi, Dad, it's awesome that you're on the line. I've been waiting for you. I'm over here. I'm doing great, okay? So I'm just going to give you what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a boy with dark curly hair. He's got darker skin with him, and he's holding a football. Would you understand that? I'm getting like 17, 18 years old. Would you understand that, Matt?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, great. Okay. All right, he's taking me to his schoolyard. He was a football player, and I'm seeing, like, white, and then I'm seeing some green, I don't know, on this jersey. I'm also seeing on his arm, he has, like, a tattoo, like a cross. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's yes. Okay, great.
He didn't have a tattoo, but I understand the message, I believe.
Okay. So he has this cross. It looks like a tattoo, and I'm just seeing it. Okay. So So, Matt, you understand that he went very quickly, very fast to the other side?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you understand the pain in the chest, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
I understand that.
Okay, so you understand a pain in the chest. I'm getting a big oomph sound there. So he said, my dad is awesome, my dad is awesome. He's with you when you're mowing the lawn. He's showing the lawnmower. Makes me feel like this is something that he did with you. Do you understand this lawn and mowing the lawn?
Yes, I do understand that.
Okay, all right, good. So Matthew was taken from you too quickly, but he wants you to know, even though that happened, he's still with you and his mother all the time. Okay? Yeah. And he's been with you all through your recovery. And do you understand the word recovery?
I understand the word recovery. And tell him that his mother's here. She's in the other room listening on the radio.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Hi to Mom, he says. Hi.
And yes,
Mom.
I understand
he's like
recovery.
Hugging her, and he's picking her up off the ground, okay? So he was a big guy, you know.
Yeah.
He was a big guy, this boy. Okay. He played sports. Yeah, I'm seeing the football. He's well-known. Okay, good, great. A lot of friends. Mm-hmm. Okay. So he's bringing me to, you know, you're his stepdad, he's your stepson, is that right? But you adopted him, he's saying?
Yep.
You adopted him. Okay, wonderful. And would you understand 6 years old, 6 or 8 years old? Would you understand that?
Yes, I understand. I'm six, I understand that, yep.
Okay, so was he six when you adopted him?
No.
Or when you met him?
It's very significant when him saying that I'm six.
Okay, all right. Okay, so let's just keep going. Like I said, it's for you to interpret, right?
Yeah. No, I totally get that.
Okay, so he says, Dad, not to relive this, but there was a courtroom around Matthew's passing.
Right? Say that again?
That there was a courtroom after Matthew's passing, like a court. There was a courtroom. There was somebody was tried. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, he's showing this. Okay, good. Good. He's doing great. He wants you to know you did everything to bring justice here, and he is so, so thankful and grateful because this was a big relief for you and his mother. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and would you understand, is there a cat in your house or on the other side?
Well, we have a dog. We have a dog that's the size of a cat.
Okay, all right. Well, he's showing this little animal. Maybe I just can't see it, but he's around this little animal. Okay. And he's giving me a J name. J. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Was his name a J name?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And he's bringing me to his mom right now.
Should I put her on?
Well, he's bringing me to his mother. He's showing me his mother.
Okay.
And he just wants her to know that he wraps his big, muscly arms around her when she thinks of him. And he puts his whole self around her and just brings her so much love. And he says, I know she feels it. I know she feels it from me.
Yes.
Yeah. She's becoming more and more open because he's giving me chills right now. So that's beautiful. He's opening her up. And he says that he hears her, everything that she says to him. Okay. Yeah. Okay. He's showing me a weight room. Was there a weight room in your house for weights, or did he lift weights?
Yes.
Great. He's showing that. He's saying, I'm still very strong over here. Okay? Yeah. All right, great. Okay. Cowboys. Who's the Cowboys fan? Is there a Cowboys fan? Football?
I'm sure there is, but I don't know.
Okay, all right.
It might be one of his friends. I mean, he was, as you said, a football.
Right. He's also saying Northern Illinois.
Northern, yeah.
Okay, is that where he lived?
Say that again.
Or Utah. Okay, he's just speaking really fast right now. I got Northern Illinois. I'm just going to give that to you. Do you understand that?
Yes, of course.
Yes. Okay. Can you explain that?
Yes. So we came to Northern Illinois from Utah. Jesse never came to Northern Illinois. Jesse passed in Utah.
He's there now. He wants you to know he's in Northern Illinois.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Spiritually with you. Yep.
Yep. He was a senior in high school in Utah.
Okay. That makes sense. And he played football, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. And so 17, do you understand 17?
Yes.
Okay. Is this how old he was when he passed?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great. So he's giving that evidence. Good. He's doing great. Mhm. So he's saying that he's with you on your way to work. I don't know. He may be playing songs for you or something in your car, but he's showing me you on your way to work, and he's in the car with you, and he likes being with you in the mornings. Okay.
I'm a morning person.
Okay, that would make sense.
It's because he's around me. That's why.
Uh-huh. He's around you very early in the mornings. Mm-hmm. And, you know, back to his mom, I'm just going to get a closing message here. He says that we're one, Mom and I. We're one. He wants her to know it. He's not separated from her. He's still with her, loving her, and helping her from the other side. Okay? So if you could please give her that information. And
of course
so
I will.
Much,
she
Matt,
will be so grateful.
In. Okay? Blessings to you and your family.
Thank you so much.
Gift of Spirit Radio. We are in the process of doing a spiritual reading hour. I am Stacy Lynn. We're on HealthyLife.net. We'll be right back.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you are able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
If you're struggling with grief over a departed loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing and heartfelt spirit communication today from your loved ones in heaven and spirit. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950. 4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
Stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Meridian Hour on Gift of Spirit Radio. I am Stacy Lind with giftofspiritradio.com, and we are opening up the lines on 888-555-5453 to our listeners for spiritual reading hours. So who do we have on the call today?
This is Stephanie.
Well, hello. Welcome. How are
Thank
you today?
You.
I feel your energy is really high. That's
yes.
great. Okay.
Yes.
So just give me a minute to connect, and we'll see who's here for you.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so Stephanie, I have like a blondish-haired woman here. She's saying Aunt Diane. You know who this is?
Yes.
Okay, great. And she is really good friends with your mom. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great. Right, so let me go to her for a minute. I need to spend some time with her.
Okay.
And see what she has for you. All right, she's bringing through Hillary Clinton. Just have to give that to you. Do you understand that reference?
Kind of, yes.
Okay. Okay, she just brought that through, and she's laughing. All right, let me go back to her here. Okay, she's bringing me to 5 years ago. So would she have crossed over around 5 years ago?
Uh-huh, yes.
Okay, yeah, good. Okay, she's also bringing me to her heart, her chest area. Okay, I'm just going to give you that.
Okay.
Okay. Would you understand, okay, I'm feeling cancer too. So would you understand that reference?
Yeah, it was more like lung issues.
Yeah, because I'm getting the chest area, like across.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, that makes sense. And was she a smoker?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
She had quit, but when she was younger.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so she's coming in, and she's saying that she's around you, and she's around your brother. So you have a brother, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, and she's working with my scene. She's also showing me lots of houses lining up for you. Lots of houses lining up for you.
Okay. That makes sense, I hope. I'm a realtor.
Okay. Oh, you're a realtor? Okay, great.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and so you understand her relationship with your mom, and you understand that they were very good friends, right? Cause,
yes.
Okay, and you understand that, you know, yes, she died with the lungs, and that she's helping you with these houses, okay, because she's showing the houses across the board. And she's saying you're Spitfire,
uh-huh.
The girl, okay? They're a real go-getter, is what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
And so is she. For
yes,
actually,
she is, yes.
She's saying that you and her are a lot alike. So this go-getter, Spitfire in you, that you're both very much alike.
Mm-hmm.
Would you understand that?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. She talks very loud, trying to hear her. And she laughs a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And she drinks wine. She's showing this white wine.
Okay.
Okay, would that make sense?
I don't know if I ever saw her drinking, but...
Okay, well, she's showing this wine glass, and I just got to give it to you. I have to give you what she's showing. Okay, so she's bringing me to your youngest daughter, and she's showing me that this little girl is very open and very spiritual. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And that you're going to raise her a little differently.
Okay.
Would you understand that?
Yeah, kind of, yes.
Okay.
I mean, I do,
so
yes.
So she's, okay, yeah, she's a little angel. I got it. And she's showing me the blonde hair on her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hearing, okay, who's 7 years old?
My oldest daughter, she's not seven. She's going to be six soon.
Okay, all right. I'm just getting a seven. All right, hold on. Okay, I'm also feeling some male energy on the other side. I'm getting a grandfather on your father's side.
Okay.
And is there like a third or something, a third in the family? Okay, he's bringing through a third, like there's generations.
My brother's a junior, would that be it?
Okay, maybe, yeah. Okay, he's also showing a pipe, I'm seeing. So I'm just going to give that to you. Mm-hmm. And this grandfather knew you when you were born. Hold on. Okay, so I have this aunt, Diane, and I also have this grandfather.
Okay.
And I'm hearing a third, so third generation. So there's three generations in
his family. So he's my great-grandfather?
This is the grandfather of your, this is your father's father.
Okay.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
So let me just work with him. Okay. Okay, so he's bringing through a plane. So I just have to give that to you. It's like a biplane, small plane. I'm seeing, would this relate to him or your dad?
The plane, it relates to him.
Okay, and how does it relate to him?
He didn't know how to fly, but he always said he thought he could fly a plane. It was like an expression he always said.
Okay, all right.
We
so bring the small plane forward. Okay, good. Okay, hold on. Okay. And he said he's around his two kids often. He had two kids?
My grandfather did?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. He's around his two kids. Oh, oh, wait a minute. There's one more. There's another one.
That's funny. Yeah, he has a...
There's another one. There's not just two, but there's two in the beginning, and then he's showing another one.
That's correct, yes.
Okay, that's correct. Okay. So I'm, you know, second marriage, I'm feeling that?
Exactly, yep.
Okay, great. All right, and so he was a smoker too?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. And I am feeling some wheezing with him.
Uh-huh.
So in his passing condition?
Yeah, it was lung stuff as well.
I'm feeling wheezing, okay. Oh my, okay, hold on. Okay, so I'm just going to give this to you. He's coming through, he's saying that you're a rock star. So it must be in your work, you know, that you're a rock star with all these homes, and you just got to keep on going. And that they are working with you. There's some more work here with you, even commercial. I'm seeing buildings.
Okay.
A commercial real estate. So I'm mm-hmm. seeing that. So there, it's just beginning for you. Okay.
Oh wow.
There's some commercial stuff that you're going to get involved in. You know, this is actually your heritage. This is your family. Your family's been in this business.
Mm-hmm. They have been.
Is that true?
Yep. Yes.
Okay, great, great. Okay, so thank you. I have to close it up right now.
Yeah, thank you so much. Have a good day. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, commercial. Thank you. So this is Gift to Spirit Radio and HealthyLife.net. I'm Stacey Lynn, and we'll be right back after these messages.
If you're grieving the passing of a loved one, Stacey Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing, heartfelt spirit communication today from your departed loved ones in heaven. Stacey Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacey Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacey Lynn, 815-671-4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacey Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacey Lynn can help you awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you're able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Welcome back to Get to Spirit Radio, the Spiritual Reading Hour. I am Stacy Lynn, and this has been a wonderful show so far. Thank you to all the callers that are calling in. It's been just an amazing connection with Spirit, and so many hearts I can feel just are being healed. And also, you know, people are being opened up to receive, which is also very, very wonderful. So we have a caller on the line. Welcome.
Thank you.
And can you say your first name again?
Yeah, it's Andrea.
Andrea. Okay, welcome, Andrea. Well, first off, I just want to say that I feel a lot of artistry with you, like right away coming in. I see paint. I see that that you are an artist, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, beautiful. So as I go to Spirit, and I can see your paintings. They are just beautiful.
Oh,
so
thank
I'm going to
you.
Tell you that. As I go to Spirit, I see a young woman with blonde hair that is coming through.
Mm-hmm.
And would you understand?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, is this a sister of yours?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, beautiful. So she is coming through. I can see her very clearly. She has blonde hair, and it comes down to her shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Would you understand that?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, all right, beautiful. So let me go to her and let me work with her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So as she comes through, she looks young to me. So, she looks young, like in her 20s. Would that make
mm-hmm.
sense?
Yeah, she was 21 when she passed.
Okay, all right. All right, good. Okay. So they can project, you know, how old they were too,
mm-hmm.
you know, when they crossed over. But they do grow up mm-hmm. in heaven, so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she's coming through. And I'm feeling it was a sudden, it was like a tragic loss. But then
mm-hmm.
Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. And was this an accident?
Yeah, it was a car accident.
Yeah. Okay, all right. She's showing me a car. And, okay, good, good. She's very strong. She's very strong
mm-hmm.
for you. She's been coming to you for quite some time.
Yeah, she has.
Okay, beautiful. Okay, let me continue to work with her. Okay, would you understand her saying mom's okay?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mom's
mm-hmm.
okay. Mom's here?
Mom's not past at this point.
She's
having a little bit of health stuff, not a lot.
Yeah, so she's coming through and she's saying, mom's okay.
Okay.
Mom's okay. I don't think I think she doesn't want you to worry about her, okay?
Okay.
And would you understand her referencing, you know, showing California?
That's where I am. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's where you are. That's where she is, spiritually with you, okay?
Oh, cool.
Okay. And, I see. And she's showing this bookstore. Are you getting your paintings into a bookstore?
No, they're going into a gallery.
Okay, well, she's showing them going in somewhere. And
mm-hmm.
I just saw a street, and I saw books, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so she's helping you with this from the other
mm-hmm.
side, so they can help
mm-hmm.
us. They can
mm-hmm.
help us flourish here, and
mm-hmm.
that's what she's giving. That's what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And she's also showing, like, a pen. Are you writing to her at this time?
No, but I do write. I do write a lot. I do connect.
Okay. So she's showing writing. She's showing writing around you, and she's actually inviting you to write her.
Oh, okay.
Okay, as a spiritual connection with her.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, she's inviting you to write.
Okay.
All right, hold on. Okay. And would you understand, I'm hearing skate or skating.
Interesting. Not sure about that.
Okay, just write that down. Sometimes it comes in at another time when she connects with you.
Mm-hmm.
And would she be your only sister?
No, I've got seven sisters. She's the youngest sister.
Oh, youngest. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Seven sisters. Wow.
Yeah, well, seven girls all together. So six sisters.
Seven girls all together. Okay, hold on. Okay. I'm getting this name Jerry.
Okay.
Two. Okay, write that down.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, let me work with her more. Okay, she's bringing me back to your mom, and she wants you to know that she's okay, so she has had some health issues, as you commented on. And
little things, like weird sensations and stuff.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
She's also showing, like, your mom's head. Like, is she having some headaches or something going on with her head?
I'm not sure. It's more than, like, in her pelvic area, her knee has been bothering her.
Okay. And she's seeing doctors for this right now?
Yeah, she's checking things out. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
good. Showing
okay,
about
so
the head.
Just know coming from her that mom's okay. It's the first thing she said when she came through.
Okay.
Okay, and you understand baby sister?
That would be her.
Okay, all right.
Unless she's talking about my other younger sister, Diana, I'm not sure.
Okay.
She is the baby sister, Carolyn.
Okay, and would you understand how you keep everybody connected?
I'm definitely a connector.
Okay, yeah, so she's saying just keep that going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay. Okay, and she's bringing up like a man in your life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you understand that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so there is a man in your life, or she's bringing up a man in your life. I think she's helping you with this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Or soon-to-be relationship?
Yeah, I just had a really tragic breakup.
Ah, I see.
But I thought I was going to be engaged with this person.
Mm-hmm. I see. That's what she's bringing through. Okay. Aw, so she's holding your hand through this breakup.
Mm-hmm.
She wants you to know. And this, was it 3 years?
We were together a year.
Okay, what's the three? Do you know?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. So you're together a year, okay. Mm-hmm. One of the things that she's saying is he's not the one, okay?
No, he's not the one.
He's not the one, honey. He's not the one. And there's someone else.
Is he the one coming anytime soon?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's someone else for you, and your sister's going to help you find that man.
Oh, very cool.
All right, so write to her, okay?
I will.
So thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
And blessings. Blessings of love and spirit your way. And we will be right back. This is the Spiritual Reading Hour on Gift of Spirit Radio. I am Stacy Lynn with giftofspiritradio.com on Healthy Nut, and we'll be right back.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
If you're struggling with grief over a departed loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing and heartfelt spirit communication today from your loved ones in heaven and spirit. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950. 4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help to awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you are able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Okay, welcome back to the Gift of Spirit radio show. And in closing, I just want to say thank you all for calling in today. What a wonderful show we had. I love the spiritual work of Healing Hearts. It's amazing what Spirit can do for us to, you know, help us through, you know, and open our hearts. And so I invite you to spend some time in stillness, either out in nature or in meditation, to open your hearts to this oneness, this wholeness, and this love, and this spiritual opening and connection with our loved ones from the other side. It's there for all of us to experience. And it's very common when a cherished loved one crosses over to heaven that they work on us to open us up. So know that that's possible. Believe, believe, believe. They're just a thought away and are still with you. And it's the love you have for one another that actually connects you forever, for all eternity. So thank you for joining us. I am Stacy Lynn with GiftOfSpiritRadio.com. You have been listening to Gift of Spirit Radio on HealthyLife.net. And I'll see you next time. Blessings of love and spirit your way.